You're listening to the Coffee Hour with Sarah
and Andy. Good morning.
Good morning. Monday morning. It's a musical Monday.
That's right.
There we go. I got my alliteration. Yes.
Musical Monday. It's a nice segue too. Very good.
I finally got one. So not only is it a musical Monday, it's a church music Monday. And church music.
You're just like beaming.
I am so excited. My husband is a church musician, so it's kind of a thing in my life now.
Well, you're a musician too.
Well, yeah, that's true. And not only is it church music at Concordia Chicago, which is another one of my favorite things. So on the line with us, we have Dr. Barry Bob, director of the Center for Church Music at Concordia University Chicago. Welcome, Dr. Bob.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. So we're actually talking about an award that's coming up soon. But first, I would like to know a little bit more about the Center for Church Music, because I'm not sure that that was a thing when Andy and I were at Concordia.
Well, we weren't there at the same time. I was there in the dark ages. So,
but can you tell us a little bit about the Center for Church Music and the purpose that it serves?
Of course. No, it's pretty new. It's been going about 5 years now. As you mentioned, it's on the campus of Concordia University Chicago. Its physical placement's in the Klink Library, second floor. It's staffed by all volunteers, of which I'm just one, and it tries to complement the other efforts toward church music in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. There are really five areas that make up the center. One is the physical archive, which has American Lutheran hymnal collection, 541 volumes in that, and then the original manuscripts of a lot of Lutheran composers from the last 50 years or so. You know, the last 50 years have been in a kind of an amazing time of creativity in the Lutheran Church, especially in the area of music, and we're trying to pull as much of that together as possible. To make it available, accessible, and also kind of serve as an encouragement for the next generation. So there's the physical archive on the campus, but then going with that is a digital initiative, because just about everything in the world now is, very few people do research on site. Most is done online, and so we're taking the materials within the center, all those. There are thousands of original manuscripts, thousands of recordings, books, papers, just letters, all kinds of material. And we're making effort toward archiving those and making those available online. In fact, the hymnal collection is almost completely available now online, making it accessible globally and hopefully in perpetuity. So the digital initiative is the second part. And then we publish. We've done over 12 books. On the area of Lutheran church music. We have an extensive website which has devotional material, interviews, presentations, reflections on church music topics from various people and updates from various places around the country. And then the last one, which is really, I think, what eventually you want to get to today, which is it works toward encouraging the next generation of composers. We've had so many great writers for the church, with the spirits leading and so much coaching and so forth, that we're trying to help prepare and encourage that next generation, which is an exciting thing, because there are many, many fine young people writing music for the church. So those five areas in brief kind of make up the work of the Center for Church Music.
What do you hope to see come out of this next generation of composers, church musicians?
Well, I hope that they draw, become more aware of the, solid foundation, both scripturally and theologically, of the people who have been doing the work and are doing the work now, and also their pursuit of their craft. In becoming good church musicians and good composers of music for the church, and then also simply extend and continue to enliven and keep vibrant the worship of the Lutheran Church.
What has the impact of new compositions, recent church music compositions, how has that shaped the song of the church?
Well, you see it in, you know, certainly in Lutheran Service Book, you have not only the church's tradition and its heritage of song, but you have really the best, through the work of the committee, the best of what is currently out there and being done in various parts of the church and in other faith traditions. So that, you know, that continues to kind of deepen and broaden the church's musical expression. So it just, you know, keeps rolling along. That's why I think there's such a, you know, it's so much fun to be a part of it. As you mentioned in your introduction, being in church music is a, it's just fun and encouraging every day.
Tell me more about this competition and the award, the Hillert Award.
Well, Richard Hillert was a longtime professor, distinguished professor of music at Concordia Chicago. He was professor probably over 30 years there. He just passed away in 2010. He was well known not only as a composer, he's probably best known for This is the Feast of Victory and the musical setting, you know, that's in setting one in Lutheran Service Book, which is sung not only by Lutherans, but by, you know, millions of Christians around the world on a weekly basis. So he's not only known for that, but he also was not only a great composer for the church, but he also was a great composer in the secular world and won many awards for his secular music as well. But most of us remember him as a wonderful teacher and encourager of young students coming up who wanted to write music either for their own situation in the congregation they served, or for the broader church. And it's that legacy, the legacy of his teaching ability, for teaching composition, that we're trying to give tribute to and so forth. So the Hillert competition is every other year. It's for students, either undergrad or graduate students, at any Lutheran university or Lutheran seminary in the United States. And it's offered every other year. It was announced in the fall of 2015. So the first go around in the competition was the summer of 2016. And this is the second one. And then the first time we got, there were submissions from, you know, from California to New York, from Minnesota to Texas, and a broad scope of things, and just wonderful compositions. The pieces have to be for a service, for a liturgical service, 3 to 5 minutes in length, not concert pieces. And a composer can nominate themselves, or they could be nominated by a family member or a friend, colleague. And then they send two copies, one with their name on it and one with their name removed, to my attention at the center. And then over the course of the summer, we have a jury of three judges. They're all three established composers in the Lutheran Church, and they're all practicing church musicians. And then they spend the summer going over those compositions and determining a winner. But they do more than that. They also provide kind of written feedback for each composer on the work they've done and really try to encourage them and as they continue to write. And then there's a cash prize, $500, that's awarded at the biennial conference of the Association of Lutheran Church Musicians, and which might also include a performance of their work in their program. And then we also donate $500 toward their travel, the winning composer's travel expenses, to that conference to hear their work performed and to receive the recognition. So it was an exciting, we had a really great launch 2 years ago, and we're already excited about what's coming in for this round.
How are you hoping this award will encourage young church musicians to really seriously consider church music composition as they mature in the church?
Well, certainly, you know, when I was going through Concordia, and maybe when you were two, you know, people who worked in music, you also often didn't know what was going on around you outside of campus life, or even in the broader world of music and church music, and often didn't realize how big of a thing it is, how much of a discipline and an area of serious work in our country it is. And so it, by having an award, especially one that's juried and carefully and substantial financial reward and so forth that goes with it, I kind of hope it brings, you know, more attention to it, in a sense that anyone who's in there pursuing some kind of writing music, especially music for church and for worship, that they continue to be encouraged by that and excited and spirit led, and continue to pursue that, because we need that. The church always needs, you know, new music, new creativity, and so forth. And hopefully this will help foster that.
Our guest today, Dr. Barry Bobb, director of the Center for Church Music at Concordia University Chicago, on the upcoming award, the Richard Hillert Award in student composition. Dr. Bobb, thanks so much for being our guest this morning on the Coffee Hour.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure talking with you. We have more fun topics, and I was just geeking out over, I was looking at the list of all the hymns, I mean, all the hymnals in this Center for Church Music.
It's pretty cool.
I was overwhelmed by it. It is pretty neat.
More than the amount of hymnals we have in our house, I'm sure. Although it might rival.
Challenge accepted. That is quite impressive. It's quite a collection of hymnals. Well, more great Coffee Hour coming up this week, and I'm excited about the topics. And I totally, I didn't put it in my notes.
And I don't have any in my calendar in front of me. You'll just have to listen.
That's right. With Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO, the listener-supported broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit kfuo.org or text KFUO to 41444. KFUO, Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.
Concordia University, Wisconsin in Mequon overlooks a half mile of beautiful Lake Michigan shoreline. CUW campus is located 15 miles north of Milwaukee, with over 70 undergraduate majors, 28 graduate degree programs, and doctorate programs in pharmacy, physical therapy, occupational therapy, and nursing practice. CUW offers online learning and accelerated learning at one of 9 Wisconsin centers and one in St. Louis. Traditional or accelerated education, CUW has the program for you. CUW.edu.